Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
I'm going to Zechariah 4:6. Now, I'm going to be reading out of the New Living Testament. One thing that you need to grasp, hang on just a second. Is how many times in Zechariah, you know, they're rebuilding over and over and over and over in that book, the word the Lord of hosts is used. Jehovah Sabaoth. One of the redemptive names of God. Not Sabbath, Sabaoth. The Lord of the angelic armies of God. And of course, there was an angel carrying on this conversation with him. And the interesting thing about this is the record time. The power of God came on everyone there. It was supernatural the way it was carried out. But we know because thus saith the Lord of hosts, thus saith the Lord of hosts, thus saith the Lord of hosts, thus saith the Lord of hosts. There were angels involved in this, not just the angel of the Lord that was speaking with him. Man, there are angels all over the place doing what they do. Well, this room is filled with angels right now. Amen. Absolutely. Every person, according to Jesus, every person has an angel. Well, they didn't go away when you grew up, did they? No, of course not. And this force that is available is super available in the financial realm. In the little book of Malachi, the tithing book, Lord of hosts is used 22 times in that little book. Angelic forces. Well, they are super involved in our finances. But only according to your and my leadership. Well, Lord, it's gone. No. Let me remind you of something. You remember there when Jesus said, what is 16th chapter of Matthew? On this rock, the rock of revelation, will I build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Remember what he said? I give you the keys of the kingdom, and whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. I give you the keys. Whatever you lock on the earth is locked up, and whatever you in heaven, whatever you unlock, you, me. Amen. Now, let me read this to you. And hang on just one second here. Okay. All right. That sounds strange. Everybody open your iPads. I don't know. Somebody said, you're old school. Yeah, that's right. I'm old and I went to school, so. Now, just listen. Then he said to me, this is what the Lord says to Zerubbabel. It is not by force, nor by strength, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of heaven's armies. Ooh. Amen. Amen. Nothing, not even a mighty mountain, will stand in Zerubbabel's way. It will become a level plain before him. And when Zerubbabel sets the final stone of the temple in place, the people will shout, "May God bless it, may God bless it." Then another message came to me from the Lord. Zerubbabel is the one that laid the foundation of this temple, and he will complete it. Then you will know that the Lord of heaven's armies has sent me. Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hands. Small beginnings. Now, what does this have to do with our offering tonight? Everything. A lot of stuff has happened all year long. There are people that have just been wiped out, and it's beginning again. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, first thing you need to do is shut up. No, don't go there. No, don't despise where you are. Just don't stay there. Don't despise where you are. I remember an old country song, "Yesterday it dead and gone." "And tomorrow's out of sight." Right now, it's what you and I loose. It's what you and I bind. It's earth's move. God's already done his part. None of this stuff caught him off guard. There's just some of us kind of slow, that's all. Slow catching up. No, it didn't catch him off guard. Not ever. Well, Brother Copeland, why hadn't he done something? I just got through telling you. Jesus said he gave you the keys of the kingdom. Let me remind you of something, Bill.
Yes, sir.
The janitor has a key to the bank.
Yes, sir.
But that's all he can get in is the broom closet. He can get in the door, but as far as he's going. He doesn't have the keys of the bank.
That's right. That's good.
The president of the bank and the owner of the bank can get into everything, including the vault of the bank.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Are you hearing?
Yes.
The keys of the kingdom.
That's right.
That's good. Hallelujah. We have the divine authority with the power tools of heaven. The power tool, that name, it locks and it unlocks. It is the key to the treasure house of heaven. Now, there's some things that we're going to deal with concerning these things later on as we go the rest of this week. Those keys have to be used. Well, what do I do with my keys? Where do I leave my keys? Well, you're not going to get in there, Clyde, unless you can find your keys, brother. What is the main. The main thing. Is it the name? No. It's the covenants in which the name is invoked and locks and unlocks your treasure house.
That's right.
It doesn't... We're not dealing with yesterday. We're dealing with the day. Amen.
Amen.
We're dealing with the results of yesterday. But think about it. You know this, and I know this. Whatever you have today is a result of what you said yesterday.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I tell you what, you need to turn that air conditioner. I'm telling you, you know, fix that thing before I get pneumonia. What did you say? Shut your mouth. What did you say? Well, Brother Copeland, what is that heart? And your angel's saying, what in the world does she want with pneumonia? We can't help her get that. We can't even help her get rid of it. She won't let me. Huh? Covenants. The key keys of the kingdom start with the covenants. Beginning in Genesis with blood.
Yes.
Amen. Even Adam's name is red. His name is blood. The blood covenants. We have overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and our words, the words of our testimony, the words of our confession, the words of faith coming out our mouths. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it certainly has everything in the world to do with heavenly economics. So, don't despise small beginnings. Now, this is not the end. What do you say? Let me get that back. This is what the Lord says. It's not by force, nor by strength, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of heaven's armies. Nothing. Nothing. No thing. Nothing. Not even a mighty mountain will stand in Zerubbabel's way. It will become a level plain before him. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Flatten it. The mountain of debt, flatten it. Amen. Glory to God. Then start again. And we're going to discuss some more of these things as we go. But I want to say this to you. It doesn't go very far away from me all the time. The first partner meeting I was ever in with my father in the faith, Oral Roberts, I'd never heard anything like that in my life. And I thought, this is the most wonderful thing I've heard of in my life. And you've heard me tell it over and over again. Well, you'd bet to hear it again. And I was driving the car, but it's a partner service. I heard he's going to pray for me every day. He's going to pray for me every day. And he would go out and preach, glory to God, give an invitation, and just thousands of people would come to the Lord. And he would lead them in prayer. And then he would come back, but between there and the invalid room, you know, large crowds make really, really sick people nervous. And so they had a little table with a black curtain around it. And he would hold the names of his partners on microfiche. And some of you kids may not know what microfiche is. And this was originally invented as a way to store things on film. You could take a picture of a newspaper and then take the negative and draw it down to where it was micro size. Well, and then he would, you know, lay his hands on his partners. Well, then came USBs. You're in here. So I just carry you around in my pocket. Amen. Staff brought in the books, and all the books are like this, and there's two or three of them that are just huge like this. But then I pray for my partners every day. Praise God. And they had the little manila envelopes, little church envelopes with a little wooden pencil in it, and you could fill out the thing. And he was talking about $10 a month. And now we're talking about small beginnings here. And I didn't have $10. In the world, I didn't have $10. So I thought, hey, that pencil is mine. And so I filled out a little envelope for $10 a month. And I stuck it in the envelope and started to leave. And just as I started, we're in Georgia. And this woman said, hey, you. I turned around and said, yeah, you. And she was sitting right about over here. She said, the Lord been aware of what me this whole meeting to give you $10. And African-American woman, I would judge probably in her maybe 30s, maybe probably about my age. And I get to heaven, I want to meet that woman. I said, oh, give it here, lady. I got my $10, got my pencil, stuck it in my pocket. I'm a partner. But literally, and I went home and told Gloria, we're partners with Oral Roberts for $10 a month. She said, Kenneth, where are we ever going to get $10 a month? And so I said, sit down here, girl. And I preached it just close as I could. And the bottom line was, I said, Gloria, we can have Oral Roberts anointing for $10 a month. But we still didn't know where it was going to come from. Amen. So really, small beginnings,
right.
A pencil. Yeah. But we never turned back. We just kept going forward, just going forward. And God started doing supernatural things. that got, we unusually, $20 a month. We'd pay our tithe of two. Oral got 10. And we did what we could with the rest. And we're still doing that, only it's considerably more than it was back then. Amen. But you see, that small beginning. The only thing that'll foul up a small beginning is start backing up. Don't ever back up. Just don't ever back up. And just keep going forward. Amen. But Brother Copeland, I can't. That's right. That's right. You can't. You said you couldn't, so you can't. That saying stuff doesn't work for me. It just did. See, that covenants, name, and mouth. It's all connected in the spiritual system. Amen. Father, we thank you tonight. We give you praise and we honor the fact that you have seen fit to turn the operation of this planet over to human beings because you have more confidence in us than we do. And especially those of us that know you as Lord and Savior. And especially those of us that walk in a place of faith before you. And we are so grateful to you for it. I'm asking you to reveal to each one of us, not only here present, but those online, we ask you to reveal to each one what is their part of this offering and the finances of this ministry. And we thank you and praise you with all of our hearts because you are the God of the heavenly armies. And that heavenly army is standing ready to take care of business financially for us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
My experiences at KCBC over the past few years have been awesome, discovering the calling and purpose that God has put in my life.
We were being taught on how to live our life on a daily basis, every day in the Word, to just completely focus on God.
Every person you meet is constantly pouring into you, whether it's your other students, whether it's faculty, pastors.
We're not the same people we were when we walked in those doors.
Discover your calling. Go to kcbiblecollege.org and apply today.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
every Friday on the Believer's Voice of Victory is Offering Day. So let me read to you again from the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 6. It says, "Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches." Verse 7 says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." You know, the scripture has a lot to say about our giving, who our giving goes to, where our giving goes. And you can see here one of the God-assigned places for your giving and mine is in response to the one who's taught us the word. You know, it's a good thing to hear the word. It's one of the best things anybody can do with any day of their life. Set their heart and their mind. Give attention to the Word of God. And when you hear something and it brings light and it brings change and revelation to your life and it excites you and you have answers to questions that you've had a long time, glory to God, that's the work and the ministry of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. But that's not where it's supposed to end. When that happens in you, when that happens for you, there's a response that's supposed to come out of us where we go back before the Lord and say, "Father, first of all, thank you for this good word that I've heard. It's like sitting down to a good meal. It feeds me. It satisfies me." But then what? Then you say, "Lord, what would you have me to do in response to the word that I've heard?" And this scripture talks about sharing in all good things with the one who teaches you. And don't be mocked. Don't be confused. And don't kid yourself. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. So what I'm encouraging you to do today is find out if you've got an assignment to partner with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in the preaching of this uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. That's your response to the word that you've heard. And listen, those of you who are partners, you know as well as I do that there are so many benefits and blessings to partnership. First of all, you've got somebody praying for you all the time. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland pray for their partners. This staff of this ministry prays for their partners. And when you step into that assignment, you become a Word of God sender. You are sending the Word of God, spreading this message of faith from the top of the world to the bottom, like we said, all the way around the middle, and partnership is powerful. And what we pray is that God sees your seed, receives it from your heart of faith and love, and then He goes to work in your life in response to your obedience. Partnership is powerful. So if you want to be a part of what's going on here at this ministry, a number of ways you can get involved. Visit us online to find out the best way for you to sow and begin operating in this ministry of partnership. Hey, listen, tune into the broadcast next week. We've got a powerful Word of God coming to you. My grandmother, Gloria Copeland, alongside my dad, Pastor George Pearsons, will be spending time in the Word, encouraging you, talking about living in the overflow. You don't want to miss it. Thanks so much, everybody, for watching. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. Text to give is available in the U.S. only. If you prefer, you can also go to kcm.org/giveonline or call us at 877-615-4267. Together, we're sending the good news of the gospel around the world.